Good morning. Today is September 28th. Thanks for tuning in to our weekly investment podcast. Guild Investment Management is an independent registered investment advisor with over 40 years of investment experience and has served as a fiduciary for its clients since 1971. If you like our weekly analysis, please hit the subscribe button below and visit our website at www.guildinvestment.com. Today on our podcast, we have Monty Guild, Founder and Chief Investment Officer. Welcome, Monty.
Thanks. By the way, when you hit that subscribe button, all you're subscribing to is our calls, and you're subscribing to our newsletter if you want. A free newsletter goes out to tens of thousands of people every week. This week, we gave our quarterly forecast. We have a team of analysts, including Tim, who introduced me, and others here at the firm, who do deep research on the global and world economies, U.S. economy, currencies, industries, and markets all over the world. It's complicated, and we're not going to bore you with the details of how we go about it, but we've been at it since 1971, and we've been very fortunate to have quite accurate calls. Although the past performance is no indication of future abilities. Our investment process, while thorough, identifies which parts of the world are attractive, and right now we think the U.S. is the attractive part of the world. The economic, financial, and regulatory dynamics continue to make us here in the U.S. a compelling destination for investors around the world, and we see that because money is coming in here from all over the world all the time for the last several years. GDP growth is accelerating. Corporate profit growth is strong. Capital expenditures, that's building new plant equipment or renting new facilities, hiring new people and buying computers and software and all the electronics you need. Tax environment is positive and regulatory trend is positive. For all these reasons, we're bullish on the U.S. So let's get down to brass tacks. What do we like? Well, the market's looking for strong earnings growth. And that means it's not looking for cyclical stocks right now. It's looking for growth stocks. And within there, what sectors of growth are doing well? All kinds of technology, cloud technology, software that is, cybersecurity software, general corporate and business software, personal software for use in your own life, managing your own security, your own home, and your own environment. The software for running the electronics within your home, financial technology, specialty retail, biotechnology, which is where almost all new medical discoveries are coming from in the biotechnology sector, travel and entertainment, both electronic entertainment and video digital entertainment. There are many other industries that may be attractive from time to time. These are the ones we favor right now. Okay, people say, well, what about the election? It's coming up on November 6th. What will happen to the market if, A, there's status quo, B, if there's a split Congress, or C, if there's a blue wave and Democrats take both houses of Congress? Our view and the view of the markets is that if you keep status quo, look for a second round of tax cuts, making the personal side of tax reform permanent. If you have a split Congress, that's likely okay for stocks, and there'll be no second round of tax cuts. But stocks will do well, and stocks will do well in scenario number one. In scenario number three, a blue wave, there might be a market sell-off for a period, but it won't be long, and it would probably be a buying opportunity. Problems are likely for medical and defense industries, but except for those, we anticipate a very good environment for stocks, no matter who controls Congress. Federal Reserve policy is another big indicator of how the economy is going to do. There was just a rate increase a couple days ago, so everyone's thinking about it. What is the impact on the U.S. dollar? Well, the U.S. dollar took a big rally up earlier this year. Since then, it's been retrenching very slightly and going sideways. impact on particular sectors and industries has been bad for those at capital-intensive industries, but good for the economy as a whole. And rising interest rates are rising slower than the economic growth rate. The economic growth rate for this country is somewhere 3.5% to 4.25%, and the interest rate on 10-year paper is below both of those levels. So 10-year bonds are yielding less than the growth rate of GDP, which is a very rare circumstance, and interest rates could rise quite a bit without stopping economic growth. The impact on capital flows from that is that people want to own US dollars, they want to own US bonds, they want to own US stocks. So many people will be selling their foreign bonds and buying more US bonds. We still don't think bonds are attractive with interest rates rising. It's not a great environment for bonds. What's going on in emerging markets? A few trouble spots are getting headlines because of strong dollar and internal politics, especially Turkey and Argentina. Should we be worried? We don't believe these problems are widespread. The economic fundamentals are mostly strong. Will there be opportunities? Sure, there'll be some opportunities for trading, but investment opportunities in emerging markets are still some time away. What's going on in Europe? What are Europe's current problems? Well, Europe's got a lot of them. Weak banks, fractured politics, fallout from immigration, and according to Mario Draghi, the chief banker in Europe, inflation. Chief central banker in Europe, inflation is starting to ramp up a bit in Europe. Not high inflation, but inflation well above the 2% level. We remember that a couple of years ago, everyone was worried about Europe going below zero inflation into deflation. Now that's no longer a risk, inflation is back. So the old bugaboo of inflation on a negative level, deflation, has disappeared around the world. So when would be the time to buy Europe? After the dollar starts to weaken and the European currency starts to rise, it's not yet an investment opportunity. Where do our recession risk indicators currently stand for the US and actually for the entire world? Because we believe the next couple recessions that take place in the world will start outside of the US, contrary to the Great Recession of 10 years ago, which started in the US. Well, so far, short-term interest rates are not higher than long-term interest rates. That is, two-year bonds don't pay higher dividends or higher yields than 10-year bonds. That always occurs before a recession commences, so we know we don't have to worry about that. Corporate profits are strongly accelerating. Before a recession commences, they stop accelerating and start going sideways or decelerating. Small business sentiment is at all-time highs. Long before a recession starts, small businesses start to get more pessimistic, cut back their growth plans, and stop hiring new people. Employment is at all-time highs, so that hasn't happened. Global growth is softening on the edges, but it's still historically strong, and certain sectors of the globe are starting to grow faster, like India and a few other places, while China is growing a bit slower. Financial conditions worldwide are accommodative, and the US dollar has not been running to new highs, causing any kind of problems. So what we're doing is we're offering a wealth builder dividend portfolio management program, which you can always call here and find out about, for those people interested in more income. Bonds are paying more income in this country than they have been, but it's very dangerous to buy long-term bonds. So if you buy bonds, we would stick to short-term. And if you're an income investor, think seriously about calling us here and inquiring how our wealth builder dividend portfolio management works. In the meantime, enjoy, have a wonderful weekend, and thank you for listening.